The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Thursday, April the 11th. Good to have you with us today. We've got a really serious topic today. We have discussed this before on Radio Friends, and many people still find it hard to believe that this is taking place not only in our country, but in Missouri and in Columbia, in central Missouri. Nanette Ward is with us. Good
Hi,
to have
Paul.
You here,
Thank
Nanette.
You so much.
You've been on three or four times now, Central Missouri Stop Human Trafficking Coalition. And you brought a very special guest with you today.
I bet.
A very brave
yes.
young lady.
Yes. She is Sula Skiles. And first of all, she's a wonderful woman who's expecting number two and the mom of a little one. She and her husband are ministers in Jefferson City. So first and foremost, she is those things, but she also is a survivor of sex trafficking. And the courage that you spoke of is that she's in a place where she is able to share her story. It's a very difficult one to hear, but it's so important. So we can put a face and really understand this is very real. But understand that there's hope, that there are people who do escape, who are rescued and are able to be in our community and contribute and live healthy, whole lives at some point. And Sula is one of those individuals.
Yeah. And the whole purpose of this segment today is not to sensationalize this at all, but just to get the message across that this is happening.
Yes.
It's happening here. Sula Skiles, welcome to Radio Friends. And I just want to give you time to tell your story. What happened? How did it start? And you were considered a human sex slave. You were sold
yes.
as a sex slave, right?
Yes, that's correct. Well, about 9 years ago, I had just moved to the Los Angeles area. I was extremely excited to be a brand new model. I had been hired by a model management company and was just new to the scene. I was given a modeling opportunity to travel across seas and represent a clothing line and was extremely excited about this. I thought I hit it big. You know, I just started modeling and I've already got this amazing opportunity. And when I got overseas, it wasn't at all what I thought it would be.
Okay, you were given this opportunity to model. It all appeared to be very legitimate.
Yes.
Did you check it out?
Yes, actually I did. I mean, I went online and looked up the clothing line, looked up the estate that I would be staying at. Celebrities had stayed there. It had been on Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. It just looked like an opportunity that was too good to be true.
And what did your parents think of this?
Well, my family, I just told my family that I had this great, huge modeling opportunity, and they were excited for me, you know. And, she was here in Missouri at Lincoln University in Jeff City when you were first spotted as someone by modeling agent. And this is not so unusual. You know, many young people would think, how wonderful an opportunity that I've been spotted and recruited for what seems like a very legitimate modeling company.
Okay, so you're in Los Angeles. Did you answer an ad for the modeling agent, or did they come to you?
They came to me. I had been invited with a couple of other friends to a daytime event at this billionaire's mansion on the beach where there was networking and, you know, just this daytime soiree event. And I didn't know that they were taking pictures there and also keeping information once you go through security and they, you know, take mm-hmm. all that information before entering this estate. So it was 2 weeks later that I was contacted by them. They tracked me down.
And what did they tell you?
That I was going to be hired, all expense paid trip to another country for a modeling job with this clothing line, that I was to arrive ready for the modeling event, that it would be
And it was just like other events that I'd heard of, that I'd done before, so, but not in another country.
Right.
So all of this seemed like this is a big break. This was it.
So they gave you a one-way ticket.
A one-way ticket.
Didn't that ring a bell?
At that time, it didn't. I was so young and naive and just excited to travel the world and right. have this great opportunity. Now, I would say it is a huge red flag if you're given a one-way ticket to another country for work of any type.
Okay. So you fly to this other country.
Yes.
You arrive there. What happens?
Well, I was picked up in this this Hummer and taken to this beautiful estate that I was to be staying at. And I was just overwhelmed by the luxury of it all. I met another girl there, and we were to go to this event tonight, that night. She didn't appear to be like a model to me, and I was kind of wondering where the rest of the models were. There was no one explaining what the event would be, none of that. My bags were immediately taken up to a room, and when I got in the room, I noticed that there was a lot of personal belongings there. And I was thinking, well, maybe I'm staying with another model, which wouldn't be uncommon. But soon after that, the billionaire, the guy who owned this clothing line and all of these things, came into the room, and I realized I was in his master bedroom. So from there, when he greeted me, it was I knew something was wrong. We went to this event, and that night when we got to the event, it was just a nightclub. There was no promotion for his clothing line. There was no red carpet, step and repeat, no camera, nothing. It was just a regular nightclub. And once we were seated and he stepped away from me and this other girl, she pulled me close and warned me and said, just do whatever he says. I don't want the same thing to happen to you that happened to the girl that was here before. She was brutally raped, beaten. I'll spare all the details. But she said, don't talk on the phone lines. Don't, you can't do anything. You just have to, you have to be good.
So you knew at that point
yeah.
that you had gotten yourself in over your head.
Yeah. Yeah. I never even heard of sex trafficking before. I didn't know that there were things that I could look for that I needed to protect myself against such a crazy evil that existed.
You were considered at that point a human sex slave?
Yeah. That, I mean, that's what it would be classified as. Sex trafficking victim.
Were you frightened?
Absolutely. It was a level of fear that I had never experienced before. My phone, I didn't think about getting an international phone plan. I didn't think about what would I do in case of an emergency. I didn't think about any of these things. So I had my only option was be raped and brutally beaten or just be a good girl and go with it.
We're out of time for today, but we're going to come back tomorrow. You were held captive for some time. We'll share the story tomorrow on how you escaped and the message to somebody listening today to not be caught up as you were. Okay, all right. We'll continue tomorrow. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Lawhorn, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Please be sure to tune in tomorrow as we finish it up.